Gary, do you think these biblical time travelers were human beings, or were they some other form of life form?
Actually, human beings, George, are documented as having traveled through time. The prophet Elijah was taken aloft in what was called a chariot of fire, but was described as an encircling whirlwind of fire, which would, you know, to me, very much resemble a modern UFO. And he was taken aloft, and then later in the Bible appears quite well, alive, never having died, taken aloft and appearing in Matthew 17, for example, to Jesus and the disciples. So there is a human traveling. But, you know, the Bible routinely speaks of multiple dimensions. For example, the prophet Elijah, or Elisha, was encamped with one of his servants, and they were afraid because they had found themselves caught right in the middle of a war between Syria and Israel. And the servant said, "We're surrounded. We're doomed." And Elisha prayed to God that the servant's eyes would be opened, and suddenly the young man, the servant, was able to see on the mountain horses and chariots of fire all around protecting them, and they had been invisible only a moment before. In other words, something enabled Elisha and his servant to pierce that dimensional veil between this world and the next, and they were able to see that indeed there were dozens, hundreds of protectors there. Well, you know, I think I had a similar experience, because I believe this thing that I saw was able to appear and disappear at will and move so quickly that it seemed to defy the physical realities. It seemed to be an interdimensional craft of some sort. So the Bible really does talk about these things in quite conversational terms.
Let's talk a little bit, Gary, because you do a lot of work in prophecy, as your organization is Prophecy in the News. And mm-hmm. You know, there's a group out there that says October 21st, it's all over for all of us. And I want to spend some time, but you're with us so long tonight, to talk with you about that. Mm-hmm. Evil, you've looked at that as well. Are you sensing right now that evil seems to be all over the place? Are you feeling that?
Actually, we find ourselves at Prophecy in the News sort of in the middle of that entire experience. We receive emails literally from all over the world, people having spiritual questions, spiritual observations that they share with us. And indeed, the people that I talk to today have a growing sense of fear, a growing sense that there is a burgeoning evil that's rising all around us. There is a destabilization of natural systems, weather systems. People are afraid of coronal mass ejections. Sure. That might shut down the power grid. There is just a general sense, that, George, and I totally agree, that there's a kind of an evil rising. And I view that, of course, in the scope of Bible prophecy.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe so. But it is. It is just seems to be growing through every crevice that you can find, Gary.
Well, I have a chapter in my book, which I have entitled Transdimensional Raiders. And the Bible, again, is very conversational about piercing the dimensions. That is to say, for us, the ability to travel in time or to move into another dimension is flatly impossible. But the creatures described by the prophets and by the apostles are quite able to move from this side to that side with great ease. Paul, the apostle, spoke of four ranking types of creatures called, the first rank was archons, and we would think of them as kind of super angels, but they're angels from the dark side, and they control another group called exousia, that is designated authorities, and a third group called cosmocrators in the Greek, meaning special rulers who are given a particular area of rule. And finally, there are people called pneumaticons, that is, spiritual underlings. And so the Bible seems to suggest four classes of spiritual beings that are sent forth to do rather evil things. And huh. The Bible looks at interdimensional travels as a kind of an ongoing war in heaven that will eventually come to an end. That is to say, time is laid out in such a way that at a certain point, there's going to be a massive climax and all this will come to an end. So, it's really hard. It's such a complicated picture. It's really hard to know where to start and where to stop.
Yeah. Is this point, though, where this all comes together, is it happening now?
A very, very good question. But people are asking this question. George, we get lots of mail all the time from people who want us to answer the question one way or the other, and I cannot answer that question. In other words, I cannot lay out a date. But what I can do...
But it could be now.
It could be now.
It could be.
In fact, it seems likely that it is now, according to most biblical authorities. And here's the thing. The way God laid out time, there's a place in the Bible where Isaiah quotes God directly. And I want to just read this to you because it's so pertinent to your question. Isaiah, in Isaiah 46:9, says, "Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there's none else. I'm God, there's none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand." Well, there's God saying, I declared the end from the beginning. What he's doing is stating in that spot that time is finite. It has a beginning, and it has an end, and rather than viewing it from the first to the last, he says, I view it from the end back to the beginning.
Would Einstein agree with that?
I think so. Absolutely. I really think so. In fact, this is the fascinating thing. When Einsteinian mathematics, and of course there are the other mathematicians who followed him, when Einsteinian mathematics began to come to the fore, the one thing that they began to do with time is to declare that it was finite. Einstein essentially stated that time is finite. It has a beginning and it has an end. And they began to look at the universe not as infinite, but as time limited. And of course, they're still working on these theories. But the fascinating thing to me is that right here in Isaiah 46:10, he says, God says, I declare the end from the beginning, meaning that time does have a beginning, it does have an end. So the mathematicians are essentially agreeing with what the Bible says about time.